Today is Monday, July 11th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, picking back up where we started off, first of all, in recording this, we are on the cruise ship. We will talk about that starting probably in tomorrow's episode. We're going to talk about it a little bit in this episode, actually. So, we've been on the cruise ship for about a day now. I'm recording this a little early because we have a busy day in Barcelona on Sunday and we won't really have time to record for Monday's show. Anyway, and Monday's busy. We just have a lot of busy days. So, but we were a little bit behind in talking about everything, so we're going to go ahead and do it. So, where we left off, we had finished our evening in Rome, and Rome's going to kind of be split up a little bit. We're doing the Vatican when we return from the cruise, and then we did the Colosseum and St. Peter's Basilica and a walking tour before we got on the cruise, so it's a little bit split up. But on Thursday, we actually got up in the morning and we decided we were going to do a bus. We had bought a bus pass and decided we were going to use a bus in Rome because that was pretty easy. They were a little bit busy because there was actually a taxi driver strike. And I don't know if that's the main reason that the buses were busy. Maybe they're always busy. I don't know, because first time in Rome, so I'm not really sure. But I know for sure a lot of the buses we were using were busy, and it could have been because they were the buses that were going to the tourist locations, so all the tourists were using those buses, but it also, I think, probably the taxi strike had something to do with it. So there were signs all over, like the hotel and everywhere, saying, oh, you know, you won't be able to get a taxi for the next 2 days. It was just a two-day strike. It was weird, because it seemed like it was a planned thing that was planned for only 2 days, and then they were going back to work. So I'm used to strikes where you strike until you get whatever it is you're trying to get, not like a planned, okay, we're just going to do this for 2 days, and then we'll be back to normal business. But anyway, so we got a bus. Because of the experience the day before, we thought, oh, maybe it's a common occurrence for buses to be delayed. And so we got to the bus stop fairly early, thinking, oh, we need to plan for plenty of time. But at least in the morning, that bus, there was not really a delay. We were able to get the bus that we wanted to get. It wasn't that busy. I think it was because it was the morning bus. And we were able to get to where we needed to go. So we were doing St. Peter's Basilica. We met in a little, it's not a square, but a little area with a couple of restaurants, and it was in the Vatican. I don't know if it was within the walls of Vatican City. I don't think it was. I think it's just right outside. And it's weird because you don't really know. There's a white line in the stone walk, in the stone pathway, that is how you know you've entered Vatican City. And it's where the big square there where they have the obelisk of St. Peter, I believe it is. That square is where the Pope gives his Wednesday, whatever he does, blessings or whatever he does on Wednesdays, except right now he's doing it indoors because it's hot, and they said he's currently in not very good health. And we've heard that a couple of times. So he's in a wheelchair, or at least when people have seen him, they said he's been in a wheelchair, and it's really hot outside. So he is not doing it outside at the moment, but where we were was kind of the area where he would, if he were doing it outside on Wednesdays. So we got there, we found our tour group. There was a restaurant right there. I got a little pastry and some water or something to drink, and we just had a little, you know, we just kind of sat there and chatted while we waited on the rest of our tour group. We were early because we had planned for the bus possibly being delayed, but I guess that's, you know, better than being late. So our tour guide showed up, we got all our stuff, we entered in, And we went into, he basically, the tour guide said, okay, you're about to cross into another country. The thing about it is, though, you don't, you know, a lot of times when you cross into, or most times when you cross into another country, you have to have your passport checked and all this kind of stuff. There's no immigration there. In fact, there's nothing there. You literally just walk across a line and you're in Vatican. And he said that this was interesting. I'd never heard to the Pope referred that this way, but he says the Vatican City is a monarchy and the Pope is the king. So, and I'd never heard of it that way, as a monarchy and the Pope being king. But anyway, so we entered in, we, kind of went into the square where we saw the obelisk of St. Peter, and then we went through some metal detectors. The line wasn't very long. It was, we picked a morning tour specifically because, well, for two reasons. One, we needed to catch a train to our cruise ship, but also because we had read and heard on YouTube, various YouTube channels, that the earlier you can do your tours, the shorter the lines are and stuff like that. So the line wasn't very long. And then we were going up to the dome. So the dome is the dome at the top of St. Peter's Basilica. You can walk steps up to the top of the dome, which I believe there were a total of about 300 steps, or you can take an elevator for, no, I'm sorry, it was 500 steps. You can take an elevator for and then do 300 additional steps, or if you don't take the elevator at all, it's 500 steps total. So 200, and then to get to the top, it's another 300 steps. And I counted, and they were pretty close. But he had bought it. The tour guide had gotten a ticket for us to do the elevator. But when we got there, we were waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, he realized the elevator was broken. And they didn't know how long it was going to be. And of course, our tour is like a timed tour and needs to finish at a certain time because people plan their schedules and everything, and they have other tours to do in the day. And so, basically, he's like, well, unfortunately, you know, we're going to have to walk this. He said, you know, on the bright side, the first half of the walk is only 200 steps. So, you know, and then you can, he said, anyone who doesn't want to go to the very top, you know, can wait with me. But he said, if you do need to stay down here, you can, and we'll meet you back, you know. So everyone agreed, I think. Maybe one or two people, there was weird. A couple of people decided halfway up they didn't want to go all the way, and so they came back, and they didn't tell the tour guide. So he was looking for them for quite a while. but we went up to, man, the steps, the first 200 were okay, and then when we got to the dome part, there were some nice views of the entire St. Peter's Square, and with the embracing arms, the architecture is built in such a way that it's supposed to look like arms embracing the people. And so I got a couple of photos of that, but anyway, when you go up to the dome, there were beautiful, I mean, you're inside the basilica and you're looking, you're just in the dome area. There's just like a big balcony area all the way around the outer rim of the dome, and you're looking down into the basilica, and it was pretty much empty at this point, so that was nice. But they have a big fence up, and I believe I heard someone say that someone at one point was pushed over the side. Not that that's funny, but and that the reason they had put a fence up is because they didn't want people to be either committing suicide or being killed on this dome tour. And then you go up some more stairs. Now, these stairs, it was tough. I mean, 300 steps is a lot. But and it was hot in there. Every time you got up, got to like a window, there was a little bit of a breeze, and everyone was like, whew, you know, a little bit of a breeze. Yay, I'm cooling down a little bit. But it gets narrower and narrower. And at one point, I asked the tour guide, and I didn't realize his microphone was still on. The tour guide and I, after the dome, he and I took the elevator down, and it was just the two of us and the rest of the group. And I was talking to him. I'm like, hey, what if a, I'm like, you know, in the U.S., we have some rather large people. And these steps got very narrow. I mean, very. I was feeling a little bit snug, and I'm, you know, just an average sized dude, right? And I was like, there is no way if you're, I have a cousin who's like 350, 400 pounds. There's no way. I mean, first of all, I guess if you're that big, you're probably not going to be walking 300 steps. So maybe there's no problem there. But I'm like, do you ever have to tell people, hey, I don't think you're going to fit? Because someone could get stuck. He said there's a ball at the top of the dome that he says fits 11 people. And he said that at one point it was open to visitors. You could go in this ball at the top of the dome, but they had to close it because someone got stuck in there. And so they closed it so that no one else. I'm like, you know, and he said, well, he said at some point, he said, yes, I do try to mention it, but I'll say stuff like, hey, if you're claustrophobic, you might not want to go. He said, I have to figure out ways to saying it without saying, you know, you're large or whatever. He said, but at some point I just have to go, you know what? It's their responsibility. They know the size that they are and they know what they can do. So, but what I didn't know is that was on the microphone. So everybody on the tour group was hearing me like talk about fat Americans. Anyway, so we did the dome. It was beautiful. All the views were beautiful. Got some great pictures. And then came back down and then we did the Basilica. One thing I didn't know about the Basilica is they have the bodies of popes in glass containers, the actual body, like the mummified body of the popes. So that was a little weird. And then we went to the beautiful carvings, beautiful mosaics. It was all beautiful. Not much to say there. And we went down to the crypts, and then that was the end of that tour. So I will end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.